This is Scientific American's 60 Second Science. I'm Steve Mirsky. Got a minute?
I have now worked in 7 states across India, and we've looked at human-wildlife interactions, particularly at human-wildlife conflict, ranging from crop loss, livestock predation, human death, human injury, and property damage.
Krithi Karanth, a Wildlife Conservation Society researcher, also affiliated with India's Center for Wildlife Studies and Duke University in the U.S.
Fortunately, most of the losses are crop loss, and to a much lower extent, livestock predation, property damage, human injury, human death occur. The policies and procedures for compensation varies hugely among states in India, but there is a compensation process in most states. What we also found is that less than 30% of affected people are filing. They're very frustrated with the bureaucracy. So in 2013, I thought of an idea because I traveled to hundreds of villages across India for my research projects. And we realized that everybody had access to cell phones. It was very simple for people to call in and report an incident. So with my collaborator, Nikhil Velpunur, in 2013, we set up a web portal and a technology platform that integrates a toll-free number with the ability to address calls that came in. So the idea is very simple. Anybody experiencing a conflict incident calls into the toll-free number, and our field coordinator assigns our field agents to go and evaluate the problem. Once the evaluation is done, we help them file the documentation. And so in 2015, we launched Project Wild Survey in Bandipur and Nagarjuna National Parks. We covered over 300 villages by distributing 30,000 pamphlets. What we've been able to achieve, I think, is far exceeding my expectations and pretty remarkable. In a year, we've helped over 3,400 cases filed and recorded with the government. This has allowed almost 1,000 families who have already received compensation, and another 2,400 well on their way to receiving compensation. I feel that Wild Survey is scalable and adaptable to any place or any country in the world where we see human wildlife conflict. It's a simple system that works off a toll-free number, which can be established anywhere. It is not the only solution to addressing human wildlife conflicts, but it's certainly one tool we have in our toolbox. And certainly from an Indian perspective, it's very much part of our policies.
Thanks for the minute. For Scientific American's 60 Second Science, I'm Steve Mirsky.